Is the paranormal with us? Well, it's happened again. It seems the Tesla cars have an unlisted feature and some people don't like it very much. This has been demonstrated time after time. The Tesla scanners can detect ghosts. There is a graveyard next to the Conjuring House and a Tesla driver with some passengers in the car went there. When they got to the cemetery, they saw an unwelcomed sight on the car's screen. There were multiple figures walking toward them which could not be seen otherwise. It is said it became panic time. The figures appeared as completely white beings without features. Just another reason not to buy an electric car, unless you are a paranormal investigator. I just had a silly thought, maybe these investigators should include Tesla cars as part of their equipment. I don't know why, but it seems theaters are the subjects of many ghost investigations. Many paranormal investigators claim to have encountered spirits in these places. First of all, there is so much fraud in ghost hunting it is hard to believe in any of it. I always had the feeling a spirit, if it wants to make contact, does so on its own terms, and those terms don't include enriching television personalities. I hate to condemn all of them, because that would not be fair. It is just that there is so much junk on television where so-called paranormal investigators are seeing ghosts, it is unbelievable. I have said before I debunked one of the most famous shows when they had an episode which took place in an armory. That was it for these people as far as I was concerned. I didn't make the debunking public, because I hate to badmouth people. When it comes to haunted theaters in this country, many people believe Ford Theater. They could be right about this one. There are 22 deaths listed for the theater since it was built, with Lincoln being the most famous one. It is said at least one of the ghosts is a poltergeist. That is a spirit which essentially announces its appearances by moving things and making sounds of all sorts, among other things. Some people had seen apparitions. Some say they have heard gunshots. Remember, Lincoln was shot. There are even some people who claim to see what looks like the shadow of a person in a stovepipe hat. I am inclined to think there might really be something going on there. There are just too many ordinary people who have had real paranormal experiences of different kinds to just say they imagined it. Paranormal experiences can include being contacted by a voice, seeing a spirit, having an experience which saves you from harm, and a few other things. If one was to poll the general public, I am sure they would be surprised at the number of people who would admit to having one. I have personally heard many stories from people who seemed very sincere and from others who were good friends and only told me about what transpired. As far as I am concerned, UFOs are not paranormal, even though some say they are. Some very famous people have confessed to experiencing paranormal events. Just a little while ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber had to get a priest to bless his home. It seems he was having poltergeist activity there. He said the ghost was piling up theater scripts. I guess he had enough of this, and who can blame him? If this was the most that was happening, he might have misinterpreted the actions, because poltergeists can be very violent at times, throwing things around and such. They have been known to have driven families out of their homes and even committing these acts in front of visitors and police when called. Perhaps this ghost was a departed loved one and just trying to get attention from Mr. Webber. Anyway, he said it left after the priest blessed his home. Why do people think some dolls are really creepy? There are several which have become very famous supposedly for their actions. Robert the Doll is one of these, and many believe it is responsible for many tragedies which befall people. They say it is responsible for everything from car accidents to divorce. The doll is 117 years old and is currently at the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. There are many other dolls which have achieved the status of evil haunted objects. There is a theory which states if one believes an object is evil and haunted, he or she will convince themselves the object is responsible for all their ills, and they might even be causing these things themselves without knowing it. It is the same idea as an adolescent being held responsible by psychologists for what is believed to be a poltergeist. Sometimes there is just no rational explanation for a certain event. A family in Chile was having a problem. Their home was said to be occupied by something evil. They finally called the police. Who would do this unless they were really desperate? The activity had gotten so bad the family slept outside. One officer said he was scratched during an attack. Another officer commanded the SPT to leave, but was thrown down and given cuts on his back. This happened even though he had on a bulletproof vest which was not cut. A reporter went to the home and huge amounts of smoke were produced and objects began to be thrown at him. This case has never been explained and was not the only case where police were involved with a paranormal event. There are many stories of young children being able to see spirits that no one else can see. I remember one case where a young child kept looking at the corner of the ceiling in the living room. When his parents asked him what he was looking at, he said it was Uncle Jack. This child could barely talk and Uncle Jack had died before he was born. There is no doubt this was a creepy experience. Lastly, how does one explain so many people who had premonitions of death or injury if they did something? Look at all the people who wouldn't get on the Titanic or didn't go to work on the day the World Trade Center was attacked. They all said the same thing, they felt a feeling of dread if they would have gone on the trip or went to work. Can some people somehow see the future when they are under stress, or is there some other way they are being contacted and warned? Is the paranormal with us? Well, it's happened again. It seems the Tesla cars have an unlisted feature and some people don't like it very much. This has been demonstrated time after time. The Tesla scanners can detect ghosts. There is a graveyard next to the Conjuring House and a Tesla driver with some passengers in the car went there. When they got to the cemetery, they saw an unwelcome sight on the car's screen. There were multiple figures walking toward them which could not be seen otherwise. It is said it became panic time. The figures appeared as completely white beings without features. Just another reason not to buy an electric car, unless you are a paranormal investigator. I just had a silly thought, maybe these investigators should include Tesla cars as part of their equipment. I don't know why, but it seems theaters are the subjects of many ghost investigations. Many paranormal investigators claim to have encountered spirits in these places. First of all, there is so much fraud in ghost hunting it is hard to believe in any of it. I always had the feeling a spirit, if it wants to make contact, does so on its own terms, and those terms don't include enriching television personalities. I hate to condemn all of them, because that would not be fair. It is just that there is so much junk on television where so-called paranormal investigators are seeing ghosts, it is unbelievable. I have said before I debunked one of the most famous shows when they had an episode which took place in an armory. That was it for these people as far as I was concerned. I didn't make the debunking public, because I hate to badmouth people. When it comes to haunted theaters in this country, many people believe Ford Theater. They could be right about this one. There are 22 deaths listed for the theater since it was built, with Lincoln being the most famous one. It is said at least one of the ghosts is a poltergeist. That is a spirit which essentially announces its appearances by moving things and making sounds of all sorts, among other things. Some people had seen apparitions. Some say they have heard gunshots. Remember, Lincoln was shot. There are even some people who claim to see what looks like the shadow of a person in a stovepipe hat. I am inclined to think there might really be something going on there. There are just too many ordinary people who have had real paranormal experiences of different kinds to just say they imagined it. Paranormal experiences can include being contacted by a voice, seeing a spirit, having an experience which saves you from harm, and a few other things. If one was to poll the general public, I am sure they would be surprised at the number of people who would admit to having one. I have personally heard many stories from people who seemed very sincere and from others who were good friends and only told me about what transpired. As far as I am concerned, UFOs are not paranormal, even though some say they are. Some very famous people have confessed to experiencing paranormal events. Just a little while ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber had to get a priest to bless his home. It seems he was having poltergeist activity there. He said the ghost was piling up theater scripts. I guess he had enough of this, and who can blame him? If this was the most that was happening, he might have misinterpreted the actions, because poltergeists can be very violent at times, throwing things around and such. They have been known to have driven families out of their homes and even committing these acts in front of visitors and police when called. Perhaps this ghost was a departed loved one and just trying to get attention from Mr. Webber. Anyway, he said it left after the priest blessed his home. Why do people think some dolls are really creepy? There are several which have become very famous supposedly for their actions. Robert the Doll is one of these, and many believe it is responsible for many tragedies which befall people. They say it is responsible for everything from car accidents to divorce. The doll is 117 years old and is currently at the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. There are many other dolls which have achieved the status of evil haunted objects. There is a theory which states if one believes an object is evil and haunted, he or she will convince themselves the object is responsible for all their ills, and they might even be causing these things themselves without knowing it. It is the same idea as an adolescent being held responsible by psychologists for what is believed to be a poltergeist. Sometimes there is just no rational explanation for a certain event. A family in Chile was having a problem. Their home was said to be occupied by something evil. They finally called the police. Who would do this unless they were really desperate? The activity had gotten so bad the family slept outside. One officer said he was scratched during an attack. Another officer commanded the SPT to leave, but was thrown down and given cuts on his back. This happened even though he had on a bulletproof vest which was not cut. A reporter went to the home and huge amounts of smoke were produced and objects began to be thrown at him. This case has never been explained and was not the only case where police were involved with a paranormal event. There are many stories of young children being able to see spirits that no one else can see. I remember one case where a young child kept looking at the corner of the ceiling in the living room. When his parents asked him what he was looking at, he said it was Uncle Jack. This child could barely talk and Uncle Jack had died before he was born. There is no doubt this was a creepy experience. Lastly, how does one explain so many people who had premonitions of death or injury if they did something? Look at all the people who wouldn't get on the Titanic or didn't go to work on the day the World Trade Center was attacked. They all said the same thing: they felt a feeling of dread if they would have gone on the trip or went to work. Can some people somehow see the future when they are under stress, or is there some other way they are being contacted and warned?